Coming back to 2 Corinthians 12. The Lord says, my grace is sufficient for you. And I say, I believe that. God's power is perfected in my weakness. And from that verse, I learned another thing. This is the advantage of reading the Bible slowly. Verse 9, 2 Corinthians 12, 9. My grace is sufficient for you because, the word F-O-R means because. My grace is sufficient for you because my power is perfected in your weakness. And that teaches me one thing, that God's grace is His power. The power of God is the same as the grace of God in my life. And that grace can strengthen my weakness. Compare scripture with scripture. Let's turn to Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13 and verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. Well-known verse. Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. Never changes. We just heard it today. But here's the next verse. Don't be carried away by strange teachings. And listen to this. It is good for your heart to be strengthened. By what? By grace. That's what he read just now in 2 Corinthians. Grace is God's power. And grace can strengthen your heart to overcome unbelief, to overcome discouragement, to overcome a depressed feeling, to overcome a complaining attitude, to overcome unbelief, name it. Whatever is coming into your heart, grace can strengthen you to overcome it. So I believe we have not made full use of the grace of God that is offered to us. It's not just forgiveness of sins. For every situation in life, the grace of God is sufficient. Okay, I'll turn to one more verse to apply this. Turn with me to Proverbs in chapter 3. We know that grace is something that strengthens our heart to deal with any situation. Some thorn in the flesh, some messenger of Satan, it doesn't matter what it is. Grace can handle it. And in Proverbs chapter 3, it tells us faith also is to be in our heart. To many people, faith is in their mind. I read something and I believe in my mind. Yes, God can do everything. And I'm still panicking and anxious and worried. Because that faith is not supposed to remain in my mind. It must sink into my heart. Trust in the Lord, not with all your mind, but with all your heart. And don't lean upon your mind. That's what it says. Don't lean upon your mind. Your mind will lead you astray. The more you think about a problem, the more you think of how in the world can God solve that, you'll be discouraged. Trust in the Lord with your heart. And say, Lord, my mind does not understand it fully. I don't want to go more into, it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, man is spirit, soul and body. The spirit is the heart, and that's where God dwells. Mind is a part of the soul. We're not supposed to live there. We're supposed to live in the spirit. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. Grace comes to strengthen my heart. And trust your heart more than what your mind tells you. So when I read God's word, it's going into my mind. As I meditate on it, the Holy Spirit makes it sink into my heart. And as it sinks into my heart, I can believe. Lord, I believe that. You know it has come into your heart when you can believe it. Lord, I believe. There are millions of people in the world, Christians, who believe in their head, Christ died for the sins of the world. They're not born again. I believed Christ died for my sins from the time I was a child. For 19 years I was not born again. One day it came into my heart. And I believed it. It's been like that many other things. A baptism in the Holy Spirit. I knew there was, in the mind, I knew there was such a thing. I knew that it was in the scriptures. And Jesus said, John the Baptist said, Jesus will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire. And I've heard of different people whose lives were completely transformed, whose ministry was transformed by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I wanted it, but it was in my mind. And I was arguing back and forth in my mind. Is it like this? Is it like that? But when need arose in my heart, and I cried out my heart and said, Lord, I want it. My heart, and I believed. And I waited on the Lord. He did it for me too. And He'll do it for you. There's nothing, no good thing will God withhold from those who walk uprightly. If you, being evil, know how to give good things to your children, how much more your Heavenly Father will give every good thing that you need in your life. Not every good thing you ask for. Even earthly fathers don't give the children everything they ask for. A wise father will never give his child everything he asks for, but what the child needs, what is good for the child. So everything that I need for my Christian life, God will supply. There's that beautiful promise in Philippians 4:19. If you don't know it, it's good to remember. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. My God will supply all your need. And that's a good word. A-L-L. That includes everything. What is your need? Spiritual need, I mean. You want to overcome sin? Do you get depressed frequently? Is that your weakness? Is it anger? Is it lust? All, it's included in A-L-L, whatever it is. Just trust Him today. It's come to your mind right now. Let it sink into your heart. My God will definitely supply that need in your life. Because He's got all that wealth in Christ Jesus. And He will give you from that wealth to meet your need. He's using the word riches because we are so familiar with money. Money meets the need of various things we need on the earth, and says spiritually God has got all riches in Christ to meet every need that we ever have. So we heard a few things today. I trust that you'll ask the Lord to make it real in your life. It doesn't matter if you don't remember everything. That's a mind thing. Say, Lord, make this real in my heart. In the time of my need, bring that word to my heart. That's the advantage of storing these words that we hear. Meditate on them. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, turn these stones into bread. Immediately the Holy Spirit brought one word to his heart. Man shall not live by bread alone. So if you take seriously what you hear in the church and meditate on it and allow it to sink into your heart, I tell you, maybe 5 months from now, some situation you face, something God speaks to you today will come home to your heart. God bless you.